Mordred Duchesne fell into the fire, casting up a flume of red and orange sparks. It writhed in the embers, the bristles on its belly beginning to burn, and Roland, grinning bitterly, shot it again. The dying spider rolled out of the now scattered fire on its back, its remaining legs twitching together in a knot and then spreading apart. One fell back into the fire and began to burn. The smell was atrocious. Roland started forward, meaning to stamp out the little fires the scattered embers had started in the grass, and then a howl of outraged fury rose in his head. "My son! My only son! You've murdered him!" "He was mine, too," Roland said, looking at the smoldering monstrosity. He could own the truth. Yes, he could do that much. "Come, then. Come, sun-killer, and look at your tower, but know this. You'll die of old age at the edge of the Cancab before you ever so much as touch its door. I will never let you pass. Todash space itself will pass away before I let you pass. Murderer, murderer of your mother, murderer of your friends, everyone, for Susanna lies dead with her throat cut on the other side of the door you sent her through, and now murderer of your own son." "Who sent him to me?" Roland asked, the voice in his head. "Who sent yonder child, for that's what he is, inside that black skin, to his death, you red boggart?" To this there was no answer. So Roland reholstered his gun and put out the patches of fire before they could spread. He thought of what the voice had said about Susanna, decided he didn't believe it. She might be dead, I might be. But he thought Mordred's red father knew for sure no more than Roland himself did. The gunslinger let that thought go and went to the tree, where the last of his quartet hung, impaled, but still alive.